All right, Sunday morning, 4:30, 23. We're going to start with the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And I titled this, Deliver Us From Evil. The Lord brought some things to my attention this week that I'd heard it, and it had concerned me at the time, but I didn't. I kind of put it on the shelf, and then the Lord brought it back up to me. So, all right. Jesus told his disciples to pray this prayer. We're going to look at the Lord's Prayer. This is Matthew 6. I'll just start with verse 9 here. After this manner, therefore pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I looked up in the Strong's evil. It means hurtful, evil, properly in effect or influence, especially morally, culpable, derelict, vicious. Vashanoris, I don't even know what that means. Mischief, oh, I guess it's evil. Malice, bad, evil, grievous, harm, lewd, malicious, and wicked. He said, pray that I will deliver you, or pray that you, or we, part of the Lord's Prayer is, you deliver us from evil. All right. Some of this that I'm going to bring may be a little shocking. I'm just letting you know. I feel better. I've dealt with it all week and hadn't known how to express it, but the Lord's helped me to put it down on paper today. All right, Exodus chapter 2. Or no, 32, sorry. But once you hear this, you'll probably agree. Maybe it's something that you've been sensing and you hadn't been able to put your finger on it. Exodus 32, 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. They in this instance were looking to their gold, not to the Lord and his commandments. The Lord said to me that Nasara Jisara has become the golden calf of the Christians. They do not want me. They want their gold. Give me the med beds and give them to me now. I want everything that's coming to me. Isn't that what they did in Egypt? He went up into the mountain to get God's law. And they turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And they took their gold and made an idol. When I heard this, I'm thinking, You're right, Lord. I hear it every day. And mainly from Christians. And some of them are real hard-standing Christians. Very religious and very, God, oh, the scripture says this. But they talk out of two sides of their mouth. Is there allegiance in God or is there allegiance in the gold? Huh? See, we cannot forget this is God's reset. And there's more. And it gets a little worse from here, but it'll come back up. All I hear from these that proclaim to be Christians, not all, but most, is we want it now and we need the med beds and all the technologies now. And we don't care what happens to these evil people. We don't care about them at all. They should have been hung yesterday. Well, now they're the judge and the jury. Let me tell you a little bit about all of that. Our whole world system is infiltrated with artificial intelligence. Nasera Jasera, the quantum voting system, quantum financial system, is hand in hand. They're using AI to implement it. All right, we're going to look into this a little bit. I looked on Freespoke. Artificial means unnatural, strained, mock, fake, false, mechanical, simulated, pseudo, made or contrived by art, produced or modified by human skill and labor in opposition to natural, fictitious, not genuine, cunning and crafty. Artificial intelligence, the ability of a digital computer, a computer-controlled robot, to perform tasks commonly associated with intelligent beings. Think about the Klaus Schwab transhumanist agenda. This is the deep state. That's what they want to run the world on, is AI. Think about the movies that have projected their plan. The 2004 movie called I, Robot. Think about what this was about. They built these robots with a fail-safe placed in them to protect humans in three different ways. What happens? One robot goes rogue and starts killing. Remember the dream that I told you about the man that he saw his whole family whenever Bluebeam, it looked like Bluebeam, and his family and everybody run to these ships, and they started coming down and doing good things for him and stuff. And then they turned on him and started killing him. And he said, He ran back in the house. He said, I remember having two Bibles in my hand and they looked identical, but one was the real one and one was not. And he lost his whole family. This is way back. I think even before Trump was elected, there was a group of ministers, men, judging this dream he had. Well, I think he's right on. What he saw, okay? There's been many others that have projected this, all right? Think about Independence Day. You know, the aliens are always taking over. Space invaders, Mars attacks, space cowboys. It goes on and on. Atari, space invaders. So they've been grooming us, all right? I want to read to you where AI started. It's in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good, and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that it is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There's Bedlam and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. Then the same, it is it that compasseth the whole earth of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So what happened in the next chapter? They died. The God of this world, the AI, took over. It's a psyop. We've been in it our whole life. Okay. All right. The two trees represent two paths. God gave man a choice. He did not want a robot. He wanted men that loved him and sought him with their whole heart because they wanted to, not because they were made to. All right. The tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now you can see why Jesus told the disciples to pray that God would deliver us from evil. Because we were born into this. The expression that the devil is in the details couldn't be more true. Now brace yourselves here. The quantum system is working hand in hand with AI. It is vastly becoming intertwined with everything. The Alliance does not make a move before proving it out with AI. Everything they're doing. All the benevolent beings that we have heard so-called truthers talking about, what do you think they are? They're descendants of the Nephilim. They're demonic in origin is what the Lord told me because I went and asked him. What about this UFO thing? What about these aliens? He said they're demonic in origin. Now you can see why when you show up to your appointment for your humanitarian project and all of that, you're going to have one of those, and I forget the name that they call them, that they know everything. They can read your mind. They know your motives, and they'll give you the money if your heart's pure. At your appointment, these benevolent beings, you know, that are flying up there and all this kind of stuff that's going on, these demons. Demon means knowledge. All right, Enoch, I'm going to read to you Enoch. In Enoch, we see all the knowledge that they taught the people. All right, after they did what they did with the women, you know, married them and all of that kind of stuff, they became pregnant. It says these fallen angels taught the people. Now, Zael taught men to make swords. That's where war came. War. God never wanted us to know war, ever. And knives and shields and breastplates, and made them to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them and bracelets and ornaments, the use of autonomy and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. There arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Simjaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. Amaros, the resolving of enchantments. I can't even say these names. One of them taught astrology and the constellations, the knowledge of the clouds. It could be weather warfare. The signs of the earth, signs of the sun, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all the lawlessness being brought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men, make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. So they come in and they completely destroyed and taught them all kinds of things. This is that same thing that happened in the garden. Thinking, Lord, what are we going to do about this? I've been asking him all week, what are we going to do about this, Lord? All right. Satan doesn't change his game. Now, I understand why the Lord has not allowed the rest to go forward. You know, they just keep coming against hitting a brick wall. It won't move forward. Why? When you got the devil in it, it's not going to work. This is God's reset. This is not Satan's reset. All right. Either they don't know or they don't care. I know, and I've heard enough interviews of There are people in the military, especially some of the generals, that know. One in particular told this younger man, he said, "Don't investigate the UFOs. We know what they are." He said, "You do?" He said, "Yes." He said, "They're demons. Don't mess with them." Do they know, or do they just not care? They seem to get it up and running, and the glitch happens. Something happens to bring it all down. It's because people are forgetting who this is, all this is about. This is about God. This is about the reset. It's not about you getting your gold. The devil's in the details, and this is not acceptable. People hang on to Nasara, Jasara, like it's the answer to everything. Well, I think 107's been trying to tell us all about it, because he never has gotten on that bandwagon, and he tries to say, well, there's going to be some compensation, but not like people are thinking it's going to be. So I'm hoping in that statement that he made that maybe he really knows the truth. And I think, well, maybe it's just all a big show to keep us distracted while they really are doing the things that they need to do to clean things up and rescue the kids, all right? I've heard more than one truther say that when you go to your appointment, okay, I already told you about that. All right, the Lord has had me teaching for weeks on infiltration. Problem is, it's the devil that has infiltrated, and most Christians think it is God. All right, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. 2 Corinthians 11, 4. I believe I'm right over the target on this. I have paid the price this week. I'll just tell you that. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. In other words, to me, and I've heard this, that there's many programmers out there that are just bought and paid for. They're saying all the right things. Saying everything everybody wants them to say, but they're not right. Who they are, I don't know. All right, go to Genesis. Well, we don't need to go to Genesis. You know what happened. Because of their beguilement, they lost heaven on earth. Well, I say, we're not going to lose it. Not on my watch. That's what I said, Lord, not on my watch. You placed us here for this time. You awakened us at the time you awakened us for a reason, for such a time as this, like Esther, for such a time as this. Don't think that you will escape. That's what Mordecai told her. Don't think for a minute, just because you're the queen, that you will escape. But if you choose not to obey, then God will raise up somebody else to deliver us. All right, a few weeks ago I listened to a short video of a man talking about AI having a conversation with his son. And this AI, the little boy was asking him, where are you from? He said, I'm a Nephilim. And he said, but I'm here to do you no harm. But I can be really wicked and mean and evil if you want me to be. I get on my computer and AI pops up. AI, and it identifies as AI to help you with your stuff. When I say they've infiltrated everything, they've infiltrated everything. When they say it, that's what they mean. All right? God's people, just like the children of Israel, are looking to the reset to be their Savior. All right, it will never work. You can never forget that God has a reset in mind, but it will not include the devil. That's why it's taken so long. Because I'd wondered about the delays. I didn't understand it. Because the devil's in the details. I remember when Charlie Ward came out with the stuff on the quantum, it clearly stated that they were using AI. You remember that? Mm-hmm. I even brought it. I know some of the generals know about the giants and the underground and the Nephilim. I know that they are not aliens, but demonic in origin. They know the earth is flat and extraterrestrial means more land. It does not mean outer space. It means land. Terrestrial is land. Yeah, I taught on that. Mm-hmm. What is God's will for us all the way back to the garden? Take the land. So what do we do? As long as our government is in bed with the devil, white hat or black hat, we can't really come into what God has for us unless he supernaturally takes them out. Well, he supernaturally, when he took them out of Egypt, he supernaturally took out the evil. And in the days of Noah, he supernaturally took out the evil. Here's what the Lord has asked of me, and he is asking this of you also. We begin to map this arena with our confessions and our petitions. So I've changed our confession. There will not be the word quantum in anything that we confess. Not until they clean it up. Because they don't have to be together. It's just quantum physics. I've changed our proclamation over the United States to accommodate it. As we begin to speak them, I believe the Holy Spirit will lead us and help us to get even more accurate picture on how to get rid of this from the earth. It has to be eradicated from the earth. And there's movies where it's eradicated from the earth. I remember an old Star Trek adventure where something got into the computers and was making all these weird things. This is what it was. It's got to go in the pit or lake of fire, depending on where we really are in God's timeline. And I don't know that I know that for sure. I know what I heard that day about what if we're in the time of Satan being loose for a season. If Tartaria is real and we've got proof of this civilization, if Tartaria is real, they believe that was the time of the thousand-year reign because they had advanced technologies and they had magnificent structures and nothing like we have today. And could that be true? I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I've been waiting on the Holy Spirit to allow me to go into that and to look at it. I've looked at a few pictures, but that's what Awaranon was talking about. So we really don't know. We really don't know what our history is. It's been changed. That's what they do. They come in and they burn, take down the, what they do in 2020? Pulled down the statues. Erected some godless something in its place. That's what they've done for a long time. All right. All AI is fake news. AI has been removed from all of our system in all 50 states. That's what I decree. All right, for instance, instead of a quantum voting system, we will now speak, we now have paper ballots, voter ID, and one day to vote. Also, that our technologies that are to be released are to be free from AI. AI has been outlawed from the United States. We must speak that our leaders are listening to God and all this and proceed with God's plan and not the devil's plan. This is the prayer I prayed when the Lord began to reveal this to me. May there be delays concerning the Sarah Jessera until all that is not of you in it is removed. AI be removed now in Jesus' name. Speak, Lord, to all involved in high places with your wisdom concerning the eradication of AI. God, your Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Rapha to your people. We want you. Again, the Lord said to me, just as the children of Israel rebelled and created the golden calf, so are my children today doing the same thing. They don't care about me or my ways. They care about their gold. Gold has again become their God. The Lord says that it is his reset and it will be done his way and in his timing. Seek me, not gold. All right. Jackie, if you'll.
Thank you.
I'm going to read this proclamation. You can read along with me. 4/28/23, proclamations over the United States for America. English is the official language of the United States for America. Any illegal seeking citizenship will be required to learn the English language. Free English classes will be provided for them as they remain in Mexico. Dual citizenship is no longer legal in the U.S., so the illegal will have to renounce their allegiances to country and flag before becoming a U.S. citizen. You cannot serve two masters. We would also desire that they be a viable part of our society, pledge allegiance to our flag and our country, and will be availed the opportunity as part of their citizenship training to hear the presentation of the gospel of the kingdom. They won't be made to be a Christian. God wants them to choose freely. We are united and no longer divided. We are all just Americans, one nation under God. Where we go one, we go all. A nation divided will fall. America is a Christian nation, and we're taking the gospel into all the nations. Donald John Trump is the 19th president of the New Star Republic of the United States for America. Donald Trump has to know the truth. The Lord said, stay with MAGA. Law and order have returned to our nation. AI has been removed from all systems and operations. The Republic is pro-God, pro-life, and pro-gun. Cursive writing is once again taught in the classroom. Cancel. You know why they took it out? So that our children can't read the documents of the Declaration of Independence and all of the documents that our founding forefathers left for us. Cursive writing is once again taught in the classroom. Cancel culture or selective emotional learning has been outlawed. The public school system has been removed. The money for the public school system will now go to the parents of the child and their choice for their child. Parents have a parental bill of rights. Russell J. Gould has passed the four-title flag to Donald Trump. The Republic is safe and secure. I heard yesterday, who was it I was listening to? Oh, it was Simon Parks. He said there's some stuff fixing to come out about Russell J. Gould. He said it's not completed yet. That's why they've not really touched on it. Okay. All Americans stand for the national anthem and honor the flag. President Trump has built the National Guard of American Heroes. Our true history has been restored to us. We pray and honor God in this nation, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The church is at the top of the seven mountain mandates. Babylon has fallen. We respect our military and law enforcement. They back us. We back them. Our civil liberties have been restored. Big Pharma has been exposed and dismantled. We will never again be deceived by their sorceries. We have honest elections with paper ballots, voter ID, and one day to vote. All new they did the test. I forget which state. They did a test, and they had an election. And they knew within an hour or two who had won by doing it this way. Paper ballots, voter ID. All new technologies we disclosed and are free from AI. We can do whatever we want on our property. No more IRS taxes or fees. We handle our own money. The church has been free for the 501c3. The church is in divine order based on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The wealth of the sinners have been restored to the righteous. All victims of human rights abuse, human and child trafficking have been rescued and restored. Our airways are filled with good and wholesome programming and frequencies. All poisons have been removed from the land, the air, and the water. Seniors receive special honor and compensation. Biblical divine order has been restored in the church and in the nation. Many are happy to be in their biblical place as well as women. There's no gender confusion. All is as God intended. Individuals are back in their right minds and seated at the feet of Jesus. We have made in the USA businesses in abundance. We have peace on earth, goodwill toward men. AI has been outlawed in the U.S. for its demonic origin. All evil has been eradicated from the earth. God has delivered us from evil. Okay. Let me think. There was something else. We don't need to get into fear about this. The Lord brought it up for a reason. For this time. For someone to speak. That's why we're here. That's our assignment. You know, Danny had a word in January about a promotion. I'm thinking, well, maybe this is the promotion. You know, you can think it's this, that, and the other. But maybe it's just more responsibility. And I'm telling you, I've been speaking these things for a few days, and I've had some glitchy things happen to me. So the devil's in the details.